to praise His holy name. We thank God for the glorious privilege of having heard His word, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. And we want to welcome those of you who may be in the audience and your visitors with the saints of the Church of Christ who worship here at this location. I would encourage you to please study your Bible. Study your Bible for yourself. I want to show you something. Do I want to show you that something? The Church of Christ. Getting to know who and whose you are. Getting to know who and whose you are. God has one only begotten Son. His only begotten Son lived and lives with Him. When exactly God, time-wise, created the heavens and the earth? All the Bible says is in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it goes on, great deal of information in chapter 1 of the book of Revelation regarding what days He did certain things. And about verse 26, I believe it is, if that's not it, read all of chapters 1 and 2. Let us make man. God created. He spent 5 days working, decorating. Not for Himself, for yet uncreated beings, humans. He created the world for us, humans. How do we say, thank you to God for His loving kindness? Does it not go out and help us to understand? Even before we were created, God loved us. And even after He created us, we lived on planet Earth, disobeyed Him, He didn't wipe us all out. Loving us so much that not only did He create a world for us to live on, He created a world. He sent His Son to live down here on planet Earth for our benefit. Isn't it interesting? This God that created humans had two humans on planet Earth. Started with two. They disobeyed His one do not. God didn't. He only had two. Disobeyed. Wipe them out. Get you two more. God's love was so great, He refused to do that. He prepared. Now there were no righteous humans to die for what they had done. They hadn't had any children. So that would have been the end of that. But what did God do? He let us live on his planet. How long before he sent his son to die down here on planet Earth for us? We, human beings, mistreated him after God had given us everything. The whole world, and then ourselves. Just for us. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. And do you know, his son came to earth, lived for 30 years and became an itinerant preacher. That was their rule at that time. He chose 12 men to teach and to train to carry his message. One of them was not happy enough to be faithful. Judas. God did not stop loving us because of what that one did. He still loved us and still does. He even watched his creatures, us, crucify his only begotten son that he had sent here to help us. God left no doubt in the mind of any human being that ever did live, will live, understand and know that he loves human beings. He sent his only begotten son to pay the penalty so that we could have a way back into a relationship, a wonderful relationship with him. And you know what? God has something still waiting wonderfully for us. We are in no hurry to leave this world. We take all kind of medicines. We'll go through all kind of operations. We don't want to leave this world. But God tells us plainly, I have another place waiting for you. He even gives us a description of it. In the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we still in no hurry to leave here. All our aches and pains. Give me some medicine, doctor. Give me some something, doctor. Help me out. We're in no rush to leave here. No matter what God has told us about where we are going. If we live faithfully to him. Be faithful servants here. He says, when you leave here, I'll bring you to live with me forever. Forever. I kind of like it here. Father. I just bought this house on. Peace. Nothing compares to what God has waiting for us. We don't want to leave what he has already done for us. Where are you this morning? We're coming to the close of another year. Where do you stand in your relationship? Or do you have a relationship with God? Getting to know who and whose you are. Getting to know who and whose you are. Those of you who are visiting with us, we're delighted to have you to come. We want to encourage you to study your Bible for yourself. Don't just take anyone's word, including preachers. Check behind the preacher. Because you know that one day we're going to leave this world, and this book, the Bible, tells us what's going to be thereafter. It's going to be a day of judgment for all the humans that ever lived in Revelation chapter 20. God is the judge, and God is the one that's keeping a record. Books. Our books will be open. But the Bible says another book will be open. This is it. Study your Bible for yourself to know what it teaches. Let me share another aside. Jesus came to earth. He chose 12 men. He trained those 12 men to carry his message. No mistakes. I'm training you. Carry the message that I give you. After his resurrection, shortly thereafter, Jesus went on back to glory. Told his apostles, go to Jerusalem. Stay there until we send you the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit that's going to guide you into all truth and is going to bring to your remembrance all the things that I have said unto you. That way you make no mistake in carrying my message to the world. They followed his instructions. Please read your Bible for yourself. Acts chapter 1. And Acts chapter 2. 30 days they were at that house in Jerusalem. And on the 30th day, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, other languages. And it brought back the memories of all that Jesus had taught them. And when you flow out of chapter 1 into chapter 2, that motley crowd listened to the message that was being... The apostles were so excited when they received the Holy Spirit and was able to speak the word of God. And everybody that heard it in their own languages, even though there were different folks present from different places, because it was a great celebrating time in Jerusalem. So when the message hit their ears, you from this place, you speak this, it came in that way for you. Speak another language for you, when you heard it, you understood it. Because they interrupted Peter and asked him a question. When they realized that Jesus that they had been looking for years had come and been crucified by humans. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter told them to repent and be baptized. It's in your Bible. For the remission, for the forgiveness of your sins. That you can read in your Bible, if you have one, in Acts chapter 2. That is the embryonic beginning on planet Earth of the Church of Christ. You are now visiting, or you are now a member of the Church of Christ. That's who worships in this building. Members of the Church of Christ that started in Acts chapter 2. 12 apostles preached the same gospel. The people that obeyed it, they were added to the same church. And when you read in your Bible in Revelation chapter 20, read it. It's interesting. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute or greet you. The Bible doesn't say anything about any other church that the apostles established except by the power of the preaching of the Holy Spirit. The Church of Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God keeps a book on all of us. He keeps the book. And the Bible says, each of us, each of our book, is going to have it at the judgment. And we're going to be judged by those things that are written in the book.
Yes, sir.
His book, our book. What he commanded, what we did. So what we did and what we do must coincide with what God has commanded. And he doesn't have to be worried about not having enough. He can let human beings continue to live on love on planet Earth as long as he chooses. When he is decided with how many members he wants to be with him on that day. I pray God. Let me give it to you honestly. That I'm in that number. And I'm praying, God, that you are in that number. You may have missed that, but don't worry about it. Hold your calling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Getting to know who and whose you are. Question. Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? Spiritually. Are you following the crowd or following the word of God? Are you following the crowd that will land you in hell's torment forever? God says, the world is mine and everything in it and the fullness thereof. Your Bible says in Psalm chapter 15, verse 12, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. Isn't that something? For the world is mine and the fullness thereof, so I don't need your help. Therefore, wisdom says we need to get to know. We need to get to know the owner of the world, how we came about, and what he wants us to do. Seek you first. The kingdom of God and all things shall be added unto you. Luke chapter 12, verses 37 through 48. Read them at your leisure. But in the parable, Jesus is the master who has returned to heaven. But guess what? One day, we don't know when, but one day, he's coming back. We are his servants. We have been entrusted by Jesus Christ to live on planet Earth and live lives that are pleasing and acceptable unto he and his Father and the Holy Spirit. Where are you? According to his instructions, where are you? In your relationship, or do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? There is nothing on planet Earth that is as important as having a relationship with God. Nothing as important on planet Earth as having a right relationship with God.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back, said just that few minutes ago. If he came today, if Jesus came today, what kind of servant, What kind of servant would you be in his sight? Wisdom says, since I don't know when I'm leaving the world, since I don't know exactly when Jesus is coming back, wisdom says, be ready. Be ready. So whenever he comes, Luke chapter 12 and verse 40, be you therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you what? When you don't know. Oh, I didn't think it would be that. No. Our Bible says in Genesis 1 and 1, you know it from memory probably, in the beginning time, God forged, created action, the heavens, space, and the earth, matter. All things are created by God, for God, us included. There was a season, there was a time when the world and humans did not exist. The world and us are the creative work of God Himself. The world in all of its glory was designed, created by God. He knew what we were going to do. And He created this in such a way that we would be a little bit hesitant to want to leave. And He has created something else for us. Now, if we love this, wisdom says, have sense enough to love this, enough to go get that, and live there forever. No more sickness, no more backaches, and whatever other kind of sickness there is. We love this. That's a message. God knew when He created the universe what we were going to do. He knew that we were going to love it even after we did what we did. And He was going to do what He did, making another place. He knew that. What doth hinder you to obey the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? The world in all of its glory was designed and created by God. How long? In 5 days. I believe that's right. 5 days. And there was none of us around to make suggestions. He created the world just the way He wanted it. Designed it the way He wanted it. Put the colors where He wanted the colors He wanted. Well, I don't like that color. No. Since we know that's the way God created the world, pray tell, without asking us for any suggestions, why do we think today that we can tell God what kind of church He would have? He didn't create us. He didn't let us interfere with the creation something that He knew He was going to destroy. Pray tell, why do you think He wants our intervention in that which is eternal? This is the way I want you to live. If you want to come and live with me throughout eternity in heaven. He didn't have to tell us about the world because we didn't exist until He was finished. Just the way God wanted it. No humans around in the beginning to make any suggestions. And humans didn't come to know what was going on until day number six. To day number six. And not to give any advice and neither to make any suggestions. God had created the whole world. Genesis chapter 1, 26 through 31. Here it is, Adam. I'm turning it over to you now. You can take charge. After he had created everything the way he wanted it, he didn't want us intermingling with the world. And he sent his son later and established and blessed us to train 12 men for them to preach the gospel the way he wanted it preached. And he didn't want us messing. Interfering with it then. And he still doesn't want us interfering, changing anything that he has written. Being in God's image means that humans share some resemblance to God. Though humans share imperfectly and finitely in God's nature, that is, in his communicable attributes. Humans have the capacity for spiritual fellowship with God. He created us because he knew what we were going to do. God communes with his created males and females in many ways. He gives instructions to us why we are here, what his expectations are, while we are here. Three words. Seek you him. Seek you him. We were created, listen now, we were created by God, for God, to live on his planet. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him, for him. Are you of age? Are you a child of God? Are you a member of his family? Created by God. For God. When is the acceptable time? Now? When is now? Now is when you're old enough to understand and obey. That's now. God has expectations. God has expectations of his created creatures. Not only were by all things created by God, all things consist or held together by God. In your Bible, Psalms chapter 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, the stars. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that you visitest him? O church, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of your hand, created this whole world, and then gave it to him, us. Thou madest him to have dominion over all the works of your hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, fowls of the air, fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas or the water. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Well, I see that you're showing it pretty well. Humans, you've come to church to sleep on the preacher.
No other creature has choice as man does, or the ability that man has. So you know how to sleep on the preacher. For those of you who are still awake, where are you this morning? In your relationship with God. Listen, if you haven't been listening. Hell is too hot. Eternity is too long to disobey God. We don't know when God is going to call us off of planet Earth. But one thing we do know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Are you prepared to meet your God? God wants to be able to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many." Doesn't that sound good? One Lord, one faith, one church. Preacher, how do I become a member of the church? By obeying what God said. What did God say? Hear my word. Have faith in my word. Be godly sorrowful for the lives and the sin that you have committed. Confess my son Jesus Christ to be Lord and Master. Confess your faith in our Lord God and his son Jesus Christ. Be buried in water baptism. And you can read it in your Bible. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. You don't have to jump off a building. Do flip-flops. Hear his word, believe it, receive it. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ. And be buried in water baptism. Listen now. For the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. Number two, adopted to his family as his adopted child, son or daughter. Isn't that good news? To be able to say, God is my father. Jesus Christ is my elder brother. Oh, what good news. And we sing the song. We sing the song. Oh, to God. Unchanging hand. We're going. Listen. I'm wrapping up. Number one. We are going. We who? We human beings. We are going to live forever. You say people die. Yeah. God, wake them up. That's why he has Revelation 20 is in there. Because God is going to wake up the dead. Everybody's going to be. Everybody. Every human being is going to be at the judgment. Yes. Yes. That being the case, God lets us know simply, clearly, I keep the record. Your book will be open at the judgment. I keep a record on all human beings. Book open. Going to be judged by the things that are written in our book. And those who have been obedient to God, come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom. Inherit the kingdom of the Father that has been prepared for you. Isn't that something? God created this whole world. Now, there's going to be another place, somewhere, I don't know where, but somewhere with God. Do you want to go? Or do you want to live down here and have your fun and then take your chances with God? I wouldn't do that.
Wisdom says don't do that. Wisdom says study his word, believe his word, obey his word, and hear him say, well done. Anybody want to go? Is there anyone here today that don't want to go to heaven? No, I didn't say go to heaven today. I'd say you want to go today and the future. I didn't say that happy enough for you to understand. Do you, when you leave here, do you want to go and live with the Father? Amen. You heard that? Praise God. You can go. You can go. Why would you hesitate on making such a simple command? Obey me. Obey me. Let me add you to my family. You don't know. I don't know when I'm going to come, leave here. And sometimes people leave here and they have lost their mind before they leave here. I didn't say you. I said people. You've heard the word. Do you believe what was preached from this book? Are you godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed in your life? Are you willing to say yes, Lord? Because the question is going to be asked, do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes, Lord. Yes. My answer is yes. And then be buried in water baptism for the remission of every sin you've ever committed. You may have come up with a time, says, I'm going to do that when I get to be 18, or when I get to do this, or when I do that. What guarantee that you're going to have the same mindset if God let you live to get to that point? How do you know you're going to have the same mind? Don't take chances with your soul, eternity. If you're in the body, you're already in the church of Christ, but you've done things that you know that God is not pleased with openly and publicly, come on home this morning. Renew your covenant. And I'll just end and ask the brothers and sisters to pray for you. God will forgive you. And you will be in good favor with the Father. The choice is yours. Yes, Lord. No, Lord. What do you mean, yes, Lord? The day you hear my voice, don't be stubborn. That's what God says. The day you hear my voice, don't be stubborn. Harden not your heart. The choice is yours. May we get together, stand, and sing the song that's been selected. You come. Make it right. What right? Your relationship with God. Make sure, number one, that you have a relationship. And number two, that you have a right relationship with God. Oh, yeah.
To meet thy God.
Careless soul.
Oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to this the judgment.
Are you listening to the words? Oh, how sad.
Unprepared to meet thy God. Oh, why
did you hear what the song
said?
What do you say to God at the judgment? If you fail to obey him here,
the fleeting years,
why wait? Today,
your life
you have.
Is
tomorrow, you don't know.
You
don't know.
Prepare to meet thy God.
Careless soul. Stop being careless.
Oh, heed the warning.
You may be seated.
For your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment unprepared to meet the God.